Lots of people make gingerbread houses during the holiday season. The store-bought packages with hard, stale pieces of gingerbread, old gumdrops, and other generic candies will be put together with fake frosting that, even though you could eat it, you probably don't want to. Christine Clancy is the executive pastry chef at the St. Regis. She's worked in Vail and has said to make other large edible structures before. For her, regardless of the scale of the project, it's never easy.
It's such a process. Like, you layer on top of layer on top of layer, and we have so many buildings to work with, so it's really hard to complete one and move on to the next.
And just to give you a sense of scale for what we're working with?
I mean, we're already like 50 pounds of sugar in. We have probably... I actually wrote this down. We're probably 30 pounds of flour, probably at least 15 pounds of powdered sugar.
And that's not even including the stuff for decorating. All of those ingredients are just for the base of the building. The shards that make up the outside of the structure, the sugar that will be melted and crystallized to make shards of ice. It looks like something out of Disney's Frozen. Blue and white pieces of sugar cookie dough and fondant. Everything is made from scratch, and the wooden structure the thing is built on is as big as a king-size bed. It's 48 hours of work for Christine and her team, which is two other people. A wedding cake, just for example, might take her 4 or 5 hours.
This is multiplied by at least, what, 8?
And luckily, each person has one element of the project that they're really good at.
So it's just going to be a nice joint effort.
What's your specialty?
Overseeing, no.
And what sort of kitchen would it be without tasting what you're making? Christine says that's unavoidable, even if what you're building isn't meant to be eaten. Of course, that won't stop little kids from making an attempt.
Children do try. They go for the trees, things like that, little gumballs here and there. They do definitely try, yes.
And I'm sure it's impossible not to like have taste while you're making it.
Oh, yes. I mean, everybody's, what do you think? You know, and everybody comes through the kitchen. Let me try. Yeah, definitely. You have to have a little taste here and there.
But of course, the scariest part is moving the structure out into the lobby of the hotel.
It could fall down. The lights could not work. The base could, it would be more of seriously of it falling apart. But I think the construction's pretty strong.
The fully assembled building will be unveiled tomorrow. Patrick Fort, Aspen Public Radio News.